Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's a Shotgun Kieran Kelly, and you're listening to Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet.
Actually here for Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet. I am joined here by Shotgun Kieran Kelly, the freshest talent of the Scottish wrestling scene. How are you doing, Kieran?
I'm doing alright,
mate, sir. Can't go
fresh talent.
You're the best around. You're
oh, thank you.
You're the best around. You've got the best drop kick, let's be honest.
Oh, a lot of people have been shooting here. A lot of people have done my best job, kids, but
I'm going to go straight in and kick off with our first question. And it came about because we did a show on why we love wrestling, and there was a range of different things that came out of it. So I'm going to ask you, why do you love wrestling? Where did your passion come from for wrestling?
It came about... probably 7 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
At least I can remember, probably from 2012 maybe, I can think, or 11, when I watched The Rock and John Cena team up for the first time.
Okay.
Like, the Survivor Series. I watched that, and since I liked Rock as an actor, he was like one of my favourite actors in movies. So when I watched him, I thought, what's he doing here? We should see him in the theatre. Why didn't see him on the telly if you're body slamming folk? And I thought, I'll keep this a wee watch for a while.
Uh-huh.
And it just caught on from then. Like, I was like a mad zookeeper. I loved like animals and all that. I wanted to have my own zoo and everything.
Really?
And then eventually, once wrestling came in, that was flying windy. That literally just went, and up, out you go, into the wrestling.
Into wrestling, so, well, why, in that sense, why don't you have incorporate some of your love for zookeeping animals into some of your gimmicks? Is that something you thought about?
No,
really.
I mean, I'm munching on twirls and look at it. How much more of an animal can I get?
That's quite an interesting route into wrestling there. You've been training with Source for quite a while. Like, who was your lead kind of trainer at that time?
At the time, it was Damo.
Damo
Kelly and Dane.
Mm-hmm.
As now, but he was like the main trainer when I first came in. Him and Jam O'Malley when they first started in.
That's good. And you just kind of accelerated into the Scottish wrestling scene now?
Like, I owe all to them. Them and Mikey Whiplash, who's the current trainer now.
Yeah.
I owe all to them for getting me to where I am now, because I wouldn't be here then.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be as... I don't want to say good, but the ability that I'm at right now,
mm-hmm.
and the quality that I put on, I wouldn't have done it without them.
That's great to hear. And it's good you're kind of recognising the people that have kind of got you to where you are and everything, and it gets you, in my personal opinion, that gets you the buy-in from the fans. Like, a lot of fans have received you quite well, and it's quite right that they have, and it's something I will get onto in a bit. Just going to move slightly on to, now we've seen you wrestle at ICW Discovery SWA, where you just recently been crowned X Division Champion. Congratulations. DCW, Reckless Intent, Source, PBW, and The Asylum, just to name a few.
I get around.
Just as well you don't get individual medals for
I
all
should,
that.
To be honest, at this point, get my jacket pinpoint. Pencil.
How have you found turning around promotions and performing to different audiences?
It helps a lot, especially with crowds like BBW and Source, like individually. Source has the more, like at times we'll have like family crowds, and we also have like the very local wrestling fan bases, like especially in Govan, pretty much like half the crowd are all family, and there's like some ICW fans.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that hardcore fan aspect as well, along with the family. With PBW, it's kind of the same, but it's more families, more families. So it's a whole lot of fun with these places.
Yeah. that, like, as a fan myself, going to different, I've been going around different promotions myself as well. I'm going to a lot more this year, and I'm finding myself. And the funny thing that I found is, like, with fans from like ICW, when they go to the family shows, and they're like, "Oh no, we can't chant that."
We can't chant this stuff. SM up.
Exactly. Exactly. We have to hold back. But no, it's interesting to hear your, like, from your perspective and just coming and going up on the scene and stuff and turning around the different promotions. Each have their own different kind of stamp on what they do and stuff, but
it just helps me improve as well if it's trying to react to folk.
Yeah.
Like how I take it, and that's like, do I get yelled at, get chilled at, do I get booed at?
Well, it's safe to say, like, from what I've seen so far, you're playing well to get the cheers, and everyone does love you, and it's
alright.
Even speaking of which, we just had something come up and see who you were, so fair enough. Right, so last year you took part in the GPWA Asylum Invitational 2017. You were representing Source Wrestling School at the time. This year they're doing it again, but it's the Galloway Invitational 2018. Who's your pick? Who would you say is the ones to watch out for in the future?
In my personal view, I'm gonna go with my boys from Source.
Okay.
In a way, like, they are my boys, so I wanna look out for them as much as they would for me. But Kai Williams King, Grant McIver, and Craig Anthony,
mm-hmm.
I'd say they're the ones to watch. Especially Craig Anthony.
Okay.
Because he's like new on the scene now. I think he's only been training for about a year, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how talented the boy is. Boy, what am I on about now? The man, and he's going, he's doing all kinds of flips and that. I'm like, I hate you. Absolutely hate you for doing this stuff. I wish I could do the happy stuff you do, but
does he do a mean drop kick like you though?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Well, that's kind of,
there you go.
To my own view. Can't say much, but you can do a spiral tap, and I'm like, okay, pal.
You got your own thing going, so you don't need to worry about anything like that. So now, like, you were in the semi-finals, and unfortunately did crash out to Sam Barber experience SBX there, but you can only, the thing is, do check it out and see where the talent goes to, because you've been warned here now. I'm going to move on now. You've already picked up one belt at SWX Division Champion, so you've now been included in a 16-person tournament to chase the Source Wrestling Champion. It'll be the inaugural Source Wrestling Champion, I understand, yeah? Looking at the tournament, is there anyone you would like to face? Anyone that you would, because we know you like a wee challenge, you'll face anybody, but is there someone you would like to face?
I would say probably Scott McManus. Even though he's not been in this shit, I hope he does. Because, like, as a tag team partner,
yeah,
we all like to have fun with our pals. And I'd love to, like, mix it up with him. Another person who's been in there is maybe Joe Coffey. Like, we had a match, like, last year,
mm-hmm.
for, like, one of the English shows that came up to do something with Motherwell.
Uh-huh.
And I had a blast with him. And I hope to do it again eventually, because I feel like we could do a lot more, mm-hmm. especially with the tournament. With the title, it'll mean more. So I feel like we can just kill it. But to be honest, anyone, I'll just face anyone, to be honest. I have fun.
It's interesting. It's interesting you've gone straight for Scott, who is your tag team partner and the tag team underdogs, which is quite an interesting pick.
It's not bad.
And the reason why I say I know you're not, you would go for anybody, is because I was at SWA Paisley when you faced off with Bram just the day before you captured the X Division Championship. So you would go for anybody, and you've gone from your tag team partner to Joe Coffey, who's Joe Coffey, everyone knows who he is.
He's the man, exactly.
So, so far, as we said, 9 people have been announced. Is there anybody, you've mentioned Scott, is there anybody else you would love to be thrown into the title picture?
I'd say probably Kai Williams King again.
Yeah.
I love him to death. What a bad, I'm so bad. I've had a couple run-ins with him on some Source shows. So I'd like to mix up with him in singles action, because we've all done tags recently. So him,
Is that an official call out?
I'd say it's a call out.
You heard it here.
I'll bring the twirls, bring Lucas, they bring everything.
I'll supply you, my man, I'll supply you, so don't you worry about it.
Maybe Lewis Garvin as well.
Okay.
If he gets called out. That's a call out as well, actually, as well. So we've done one match recently, Garvin. I'd love a tangle with him again. Mark Coffey as well. I've had a couple tag encounters with him, Jackie and Wills for Scott. So again with him, I like to mix up with his style as well. Plus he's like a source original.
Yeah.
I like to mix it up with that.
That's interesting. You've actually gone, see what I mean about this guy, he's not fair about who he faces, he's called out all the big names and everything, and I like that.
I've faced all the big names.
Faced them, and you've held your own. Who would you say is your ultimate dream opponent?
See, a lot of people have these, I don't really have one, to be honest.
No.
It always changes. Like, my first one a couple years ago was probably Tyler Bate. Tyler Bay was probably one of my dream opponents, and I got to wrestle him at one of the source shows in my first main event in Govan. So that was like dream ticked.
Yeah.
Next one.
Let's be honest.
How's your golfing?
Let's be honest, that would be an epic match to see and get. Oh,
it was a hell of a match, man. It put me on the mindset that it showed me where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
and what could I do to be better. Because Tyler Bay is probably one of the best in the world, if I say so.
Yeah, it's
because he was the UK champion at the time, mm-hmm. so it was just that moment, and I'm going, wow, I'm getting this opportunity to step in with the very best. He's been there, he's done that, like, can I try and top him, can I beat him? Like, unfortunately I didn't, but it helped me get to where I am today now.
Well, if you're a wrestling promoter and you're listening to this, make this match happen. We need revenge on this match. We need a Kieran Kelly win. So I'll move on to the next question for you then. You were rightly received well by the ICW crowd throughout the longest running match in wrestling history. 76 days.
76 days of nothing but twirls and Lucas and sleeping in Chris's bathroom. Oh my god.
First of all, how was it to referee such a match and to have a match of your own in between it?
Had no sleep.
No sleep.
Did Renford make you do shifts?
Oh, I needed to do all the shifts. You're tackling me for snow, trying to find Joe and Leighton. I'm like, okay, going for snow again. What is this? Feeling
twirls,
man.
Have we now learned the lesson not to point at imaginary signs?
Yeah.
Have we learned that lesson now?
Kinda, yes. Kinda.
Don't do it because you don't want to be carried out of a place again. Just pointing. It's good that you've fought yourself out of that. It must have been hard to do that.
So difficult. Oh my god.
What's the next chapter for yourself in ICW then, would you say?
Obviously, this whole thing with Joe and Renfrew ain't over yet. It's not done. Still going.
The saga
continues. Match is done, but still going these days. Just keep an eye on it. Just keep an eye on it, see what happens.
You heard the ear, keep an eye on it. We most certainly will be. So moving on to the next question. What is your ultimate goal in wrestling?
Ultimate goal? To follow in the footsteps of all the Source Originals like Killian Dane, Nikki Cross. I would like to go to NXT. That is pretty much the end goal for me as a wrestler. But as of now, it's pretty much just getting my name out there, continue to do what I do, get booked for promotions in Scotland, hopefully more down south with England, and continue to stay with ICW, get out of the referee thing and become a wrestler full time with them. But just keep doing what I'm doing. I'm enjoying what I've got now. So just keep it alive, you know?
Well, we are rooting for you, Kieran. I can tell you that one for sure. It'll be amazing to see you in NXT. Me personally, I do love NXT, and the names you've just rattled off there. Who knows, maybe one day we'll see your face.
Maybe, you never know.
I mean, they have had a recent call-up, but who knows, maybe we can see you in one of the big brands and see you fighting them off. Would you like that?
Never know.
Never know.
Keep spinning alive.
Okay, I'm going to move on to my quick fire questions now for you, Kieran. I think I could guess some of the answers to some of them by your chat earlier. So, quick fire, Rock or Austin?
Rock.
Night in or night out?
Night out.
Twirl or Lucozade?
Oh, Christ, Twirl.
Cody or Omega?
Omega.
PlayStation or Xbox?
Xbox.
You were straight in with that one. Favourite wrestling pay-per-view?
TLC.
Nice. Favourite venue you've wrestled at?
Government Piss Institute.
Interesting choice.
Tyler Bates won that one. That's the reason.
Book that match. Favourite tag team apart from the Underdogs?
Kings of Cash.
Interesting. Biggest inspiration?
Michael Whiplash.
Can't blame you on that one. Favourite wrestler of all time?
Rock.
The Rock. Dancer hip hop?
Hip-hop.
Good
hip-hop,
man.
I know. I've actually been listening to a couple of his lately, so...
Who's your favourite artist? Give me some artists.
I don't really have any. Listen to whoever.
You just listen to you like me.
Good
listen
beat.
To everything. Good beat. Bass. You like your bass?
Oh, gosh, who doesn't?
Sally. Kieran. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
You can follow Kieran on Twitter. He's Kieran_Kelly98. Check him out. He's all over Scotland right now doing all his tours. He has the best dropkick in the business. He's going to win the Source Wrestling Championship. He was a Suplex Retweet pick well before this interview, so we're not just playing favourite. He was our pick. Just like thank Kieran. So thank you, Kieran.
Thank you very much.
Network. With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.